Well, if somehow you'd forgotten about Milwaukee's lead pipe problem, events late last week probably served as a potent reminder. On Friday, Mayor Tom Barrett announced the resignation of Bevin Baker, the city's health commissioner. And that's not all. It was also made public that the health department had failed to notify families, perhaps thousands of residents in total, that their children had tested positive for elevated lead levels. That can cause serious health problems, especially in children. Milwaukee still has thousands of lead pipes feeding drinking water to homes. It's a complicated issue, but we have our environmental reporter Susan Bentz here to break it down for us. Thanks for joining us, Susan.
It's good to be with you, Rachel.
So, what led to the resignation of Bevin Baker?
We're still puzzling out what went wrong, but what we do know is what became public Friday, that the health department could not confirm which families, over the last 3 years, received letters that showed their children had elevated blood lead levels. That sort of notification is fundamental to public health.
And we know as well from your previous reports that Milwaukee's health department had been under growing pressure to educate the public about the lead risks, as well as how people can protect themselves, right?
That's right. The underlying issue is that ingesting lead poses an enormous health risk, especially to young children's developing brains. Nearly 2 years ago, the city sent letters to the owners of about 70,000 older homes, urging residents to let the tap run for at least 3 minutes if the faucet was unused for more than 6 hours. 7 months later, in September 2016, Mayor Tom Barrett took the message one step further, recommending that families, especially those, again, with very young children and pregnant women, filter their water if they lived in older homes. Most homes built before 1951 have lead pipes connecting the homes to the city water mains. Milwaukee treats its drinking water to keep lead from flaking, but water crises in other older cities have shown that a disruption in service, whatever its cause, increases the risk of exposure.
But the city of Milwaukee has begun replacing those old lead pipes, has it not?
The city has begun replacing entire lines instead of just portions of them as they used to after a rupture. But Milwaukee's challenge is huge, with, as we said, at least 70,000 homes on the replacement list, so progress is slow. At the close of 2017, for example, the Department of Public Works told us crews were slated to replace 600 lines by year's end. At the same time, of course, the health department has worked with community partners to distribute free water filters.
However, you've also reported that some people aren't satisfied with the city nor its health department, saying that it's not doing enough.
That's true. The health department rolled out a public awareness campaign just under a year ago called Lead Safe Milwaukee, but advocacy groups immediately said it fell short. They said that the message recommending water filters, for example, for the most vulnerable, wasn't prominent enough. Critics also argued the importance of testing blood for lead wasn't adequately emphasized. Over the months, then-Health Commissioner Bevin Baker defended the campaign as being medically up to speed. But criticism hammered away, and in November, the city council approved a resolution directing the health department to modify its campaign.
And it looks like pressure on the department isn't going away anytime soon either.
That's right. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says his office will get to the bottom of the problem we learned about late Friday. The children's blood lead level test results didn't reach families. He's directing the department to send a full audit and analysis to him and the Common Council. This morning, one of the community's most outspoken critics of city leadership, FLAC, or Freshwater for Life Coalition, plans to gather at the mayor's office door to call for action. Meanwhile, Milwaukee's Common Council is scrambling to respond. It's planning a special session tomorrow afternoon and says it will hold the mayor's administration responsible for what it calls a serious failure.
All right. And I know that you'll keep us posted on this challenge, Susan.
Yes, we'll follow this together.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz.